back. We got rid of that long-winded Allen guy. I'm just kidding, Allen. I like to rib you on that. Got Andy coming in, and you're going to be a transplant to Texas, it sounds like. Is that right?
Well, yeah, I left from Texas, and I came up to Ohio and spent a little time with Lauren. What a wonderful woman. She's going to be on later today, too, so stay tuned, people. If you've missed Lauren, she's coming up shortly. But, it's been a wonderful stay up here. But, yeah, I'm coming back down. I'm gonna skip through Fredericksburg and see my buddy Alan and Steve there. And first off, let's just give some thanks where thanks is due. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, everybody who put this show together. This is awesome. This is really
thanks
awesome.
To the RBN supporters, sponsors, the new commercials
Absolutely.
That's running, the folks that donate, which is... 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302. You could just use that hashtag, 302. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you want to do a good old-fashioned snail mail donation, and I don't know if you want to fool with wrapping Federal Reserve thingies into aluminum foil. Some of the mail people, I think, know how to sniff those out. I've heard about, so you take a chance if you're going to throw $20, $3 or $4 or $5 bills or something like that in an envelope wrapped in aluminum foil or wax paper or
I'll
something.
Hey, Mike, I'll tell you what, though. I've had money sent to me wrapped just like that in far bigger bills than,
right.
It gets to you. Currently, it does.
I've got a connection into Houston, though, talking about how bad the Postal Service got there for a long time. During COVID, his mother went back and worked in almost until the day she died, way into her 70s, and they couldn't get help. There's all these minorities that wouldn't work, that came in there to work for the Postal Service. So,
isn't it perfect?
Stuff gets lost. You do take a chance, it's everything's a risk.
So hey, Mike, let's go here. So the government's not doing what they're supposed to be doing for us, right? Correct. They're not defending our borders. In fact, they're encouraging people to come over. They're trying to get rid of Title 42, which a piece of paper never stopped them from coming anyway. So who really cares? But they're not doing anything that they're supposed to do for us. So when in the hell do the people put it in their hands? And it looks like we're not going to mount any kind of roughage here. We're not gonna ruffle the feathers. I mean, we're all January 6th in our brains. We're Timothy McVeigh in our brains. The people who get in trouble and busted, they're got us really scared. So we're sitting here in this particular scenario that we're in with a whole bunch of scenarios. I mean, the whole thing from start to finish, it started before we were born. That they were planning for all this stuff. They just hadn't narrowed it down, and then all of a sudden, Agenda 21 comes up. Now we're into Agenda 2030, and things are just going on. But how in the hell are we supposed to not mount some sort of response to that? Why are people so scared? There's ways we could meet. There's many ways we could meet and get together. Leave your damn electronic device a mile down the road. Check in. We can use our devices to get the first meeting together. Get a whole bunch of people, get a first meeting together, use your cell devices, and you'll telegraph where the hell you're at and stuff, but right off the bat, you see who shows up again, and you never use your telephone again to communicate with these people, because each meeting, you tell them when the next meeting is and where it's going to be at, and it could be in the woods, whatever. There's several things we could do. Okay?
Let him simmer for a minute, but no, what you're talking about, we need solutions for. So what powers this government, this regime, this, what actually is it powered by, fueled by? It's fueled by debt, and debt requires creditors. So being a taxpayer and paying your taxes, it gets you in trouble if you don't do it. Or you lose your property and stuff like that. But the other side of the coin is these creditors like the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, the Blackwater and the Federal Reserve, if you stop voting for the federal government and only vote for the local government and the state government, the Constitution would have to come back into play where the state had to appoint the senators, just for one example. And what would that do for the credit rating of the federal government? See, they're already attacking our counties. We've had a county here in Kentucky that last election tried to vote to dissolve the county seat. Now, that's just one step away from being depopulated and become part of this wildlife corridor that they want from Canada down to the Smoky Mountains. And these folks, if you read their papers, they're very serious about that. Now, why would the government give away the land, depopulate it, and put it where it's a biosphere or a wildlife corridor? The IMF will no longer loan the federal government money.
Yeah, but hey, Mike,
unless it has land, it has to have land behind it.
Yeah. No, but think about this, though. Okay, so I'm going post all this stuff. I mean, because this, look, they're going to carry us on as long as they can because it gives them a certain control.
What happened?
Once the food shortage happens, once all this different
there.
Stuff
Am
happens,
still
you
on?
Know, the, what happened?
I just lost you.
You don't have me?
Oh, goodness. I have a 3-minute delay, so I can't determine if I'm on the air or not.
I'm
B, if
talking
you're there,
right
let's
now.
Bring you on.
Well, if we can talk
to
him,
to
sure, if I'm there.
I lost...
I'm here if you guys can hear me.
Keep talking if I'm...
Can you hear me, Chief?
I can hear you guys just fine. Can you hear me?
Well, damn, you sound really good being you're from Poland.
You
How's it going over there?
Sam, I think it is put V on the air, and I'll call back in.
Well, okay. Well, I definitely want to talk to my good buddy Andy. How you doing, brother?
I am doing fine. Long time no talk, my friend. How are you doing?
Doing quite all right. Everybody's kicking butt on the radio today on this good New Year's. Happy New Year's, everyone.
Oh, hey, absolutely. Hey, Happy New Year's to you. But you know what? I want to actually say welcome to the New Year because I don't think there's going to be anything happy about it. I think people are really going to have a rough time this year. I think it's been advertised everywhere, too. I mean, even the UN has advertised how bad it's going to be. So, yeah. Welcome to the New Year, people.
Well, I did a bit of a countdown of horrible titles, headlines that happened last year. All gruesome things. And it's like, yeah, this is what we had last year, so let's try to have a better New Year.
Absolutely, why not? I mean, it's the goal.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, boy, I like the subject that you guys are on. I know there's a joke about the network saying that I'm the most leaning left host on the network, but I tell you what, Democrats are doing a fine job.
I'm destroying everything, yeah, absolutely.
I'm destroying everything. Well, they have to. You know, I've spent so much time in the white supremacist groups, undercover and openly, you know, separate profiles, and they're getting more and more angry, and the things they're getting angry about is absolutely fictitious and absurd. But as long as you've got more immigrants coming into the country, more people getting rights that they had never had before, people fighting for rights they never had before, the more and more you have these white supremacist groups getting angry. And it's not, you know, they say, oh, there's white genocide and, you know, all this and that. I can tell you that's not true. The birth rate has gone down for everybody. Half of the deaths of African Americans are in abortion clinics. So there's a population control that's actually going on, that's going on quite well. It's just that you have so many people, and you have a class of people that are used to being in the upper class. So the white supremacy is being eroded.
Hey, V.
It's going away. Oh, hey. What's going on?
I'm back.
Mike's back.
Yeah, I couldn't hear any of that. I couldn't hear any of that you guys were talking about. So, but I heard, and did you hear the last hour we were talking about Arkansas? Where did most of that cocaine go that came in through the 70s and 80s and maybe the 90s?
You mean the Clintons' cocaine?
Yeah, where did that go? It went to the inner cities, right, for crack cocaine.
Right, crack cocaine.
Yeah. It busted up a lot of families, but, you know, a lot of women lost their husband to that. I mean,
absolutely. Breaking up the family.
Devastated.
You have to break up the family in order for the government to rule supreme in everyone's house. You know,
well, that was
that's
in a playbook. Wasn't that in 1984 where the children were turning and their parents were being thought criminals? And then Brave New World, children were hatched out in jars, and there was family was taboo. Nobody was allowed to have babies.
That's going to happen, gentlemen. That's going to happen. It's going to happen again. That's what they did. They did enough dumbing down of America. They really did. Enough dumbing down of America and programming, which that's what TV programming is. They've got all these kids thinking that their parents might be super secret agents, and they got to turn them in. I mean, look at some of the kids turn the January 6th people in. Their kids turned them in. I mean, come on. We don't stand a chance if the 1984 scenario pops
good,
off.
So
that's like Hitler Youth stuff.
Good science fiction,
Good
science fiction is parody for what's going on now.
I'd say
It was written in 1948, or published in 1948. What all was going on before 1948? There were no teenagers. Take out the papers in the trash. Don't talk back.
That was pretty good, Mike.
Yeah, and there's all these songs, all
don't
the rock
talk
and roll,
back.
The television, and the entertainment was making that out to be stupid and goofy. Right? You can pick your nose, but you can't pick your family. You're stuck with them, so. Here's government to help you along, I guess. Of course, the welfare state turbocharged that, where women didn't need men much anymore. You got the pill, so.
You know, go back to what you were saying there, V. You were saying you made a list kind of a thing there. What was that?
Well, no, I'm just saying, I just going down the ladder of the destruction of, you know, a society in America, because everyone's being played against each other. You got the white supremacists getting mad at the Jews, and now we got black people getting mad at the Jews. We got the Jews suppressing black people now, and it's served to destroy America. And something I brought up before on Roger's show. I'm going to get on Roger's show later on. Have you guys ever heard the term solve at Coagula?
Solve at Coagula? No, I have not
heard
that. Latin. Yes, it's Latin. It means destroy to recreate. So where else have you heard that? Out of chaos comes order?
Pacem Parabellum. If you want peace, you must go to war or prepare for war. Pacem Parabellum.
So
I like Deo Vindici. Deo Vindici, God will vindicate.
There you go.
All right, hey. All three of us had sayings.
I mean, people look at these politicians, these Democrats. Oh, they're idiots. No, they know exactly what they're doing. They know that they're stabilizing. They know that they're destroying.
Actors.
If they want, of course, they want population control by any means necessary. If that means getting your children on hormone blockers so they can screw up their jibbly bits later on and never have children themselves. As long as it means less people being made. You've got
you kind of have the cart. You have the cart before the horse because, and we, you know, we got on the topic of religion before you called in, V. And can I ask you a question? What
sure.
is V? Does V stand V for Vendetta? Is that what inspired that nickname?
Well,
V for sort of. No,
I am the reincarnation of Guy Fawkes. First of
all, okay, that's what I was guessing.
But V stands for volition.
Okay,
means I'm going to do what I want to do. So,
okay,
that's directly in opposed of the government.
You both talked over top of each other. I didn't get to hear either one of you. What did you say, Andy?
Oh no, I was just lighting it. Hey, well, since you got me here, I want to talk what I talked about from the get go. I want people to start to realize in the near future that there's going to be a serious problem in this country, and it might come from the food. And we do have some volition to put behind that. We got a lot of statistics and whatnot. But the part I want to talk about is the spiritual part of it, because, you know, thou shalt not kill. If you're even close to the Ten Commandments, you know, you're going to end up having to kill somebody. I don't care if you're self-sustaining in your own farm and you have reproductive cattle and chickens and all this stuff. You're going to have to protect it. Because at some point, this could get really bad. And I think people need to be, you know, they've got to grab a grip on what's going on. And I think 2023 is going to be a real eye-opener. And you got to look at the Deagle Report, too. By 2024, we're supposed to be about 140 million people less than what we have now. And so far, we're on a pretty good start with this jab.
Well, really spooky. In 2019, I was at a discount store comparative to Big Lots. It's called Ollie's. And in the bargain bin was a movie for a dollar. It had Nicolas Cage. It's called The Humanity Bureau. I think it was made in like 2018 or 2017. Kind of weird. It was low production, and it had Nicolas Cage in it, kind of a low-budget film. But the premise is something happens to America, and it's depopulated, and there's like radiation barrier between escaping to Canada. And the whole thing is about depopulation. And the Humanity Bureau comes in and grabs people that can't prove that they can take care of themselves. You know, if they're out in the middle of nowhere, they don't have food, they're not, you know, growing food, they don't can't sustain their existence, then they grab them. And Nicolas Cage finds out that he's got a son that he didn't know about. I don't want to spoil the movie. If you can find it, it's only like a dollar on DVD. Or
I'm gonna watch that.
Yeah, it spooked me because then COVID happened right after I saw it. But hey, we got a break, so hang on. Hang on, everybody.
Truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. ask about our 1 ounce Valcombi detachable bars, which break into 1/10 ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Alrighty, we're back. This is Mike of Kentucky, and we've got Andy, formerly of Ohio for a little while, but he had some sense, and he's going back to Texas, because after a while in Ohio, you become high in the middle and around on both ends if you stay in Ohio too long, and it may have something to do with what's in the food, but we were hinting at that earlier. Now we got V on the line, and I don't know, do we have any other callers, Mr. Producer? Not yet. Thank you. Okay, so we were trying to bounce around into the spiritual topic, and one of the things that if you read your Bible and don't just take a lot of preacher's words for it, you stumble across some pretty compelling things that you are required to do. And one of those things is, if you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father. That's pretty heavy, as Doc from Back to the Future said, heavy. That's one of those things, and I had a problem with that when I was in the Boy Scouts, because it's just like Masonry. You have this generic God of the universe, architect of the universe. It's all-encompassing. You know, you're supposed to be all-inclusive with all the different religions and stuff. But with Christianity, you have that issue. If you deny me before men, I'll deny you before my Father. So, you know, for Francis there last hour, you know, about keeping your religion to yourself, we have something also called the Great Commission. Once you're shown something, and this has a lot to do with the Patriot Movement, once you are shown something like that fourth paragraph of the 14th Amendment that talks about you cannot question a national debt, if you don't say something about it, even in man's law, there's something called suborning a perjury, or a felony, suborning a felony. If you know there's a crime going on, and you say nothing, you're consenting to that by your silence, and you become part of the crime. So there's a lot of parallels there, Andy, and I know you wanted to talk on this, but that's sort of the direction I wanted to go with Francis, but we ran out of time.
Well, so you're talking to a guy who's Gnostic, okay? I haven't settled on any type of religion or anything in the book, but I'll tell you what, there is a greater spirit than me, and I feel him, and I feel like I've met him. My life has been as such to do that and whatnot. So,
I don't like the word religion, so I prefer faith. I like to say faith, you know, keep the faith.
Oh, yeah, I have faith that there's a creator, and I'm really down with that idea, because, I mean, the things, I'm sitting here wiggling my fingers as we talk, and, you know, my mind just said, wiggle your fingers, and they're doing that. This is amazing. I mean, we think a robot doing that because they impulsed it or something, that's amazing. But what about your own body? People have to realize that this is more than just an experiment. You didn't just happen here. we're here for a reason, and people really need to get into that spirit. But here's what's going to change here shortly. They're going to have to decide between, you know, you got to at least start imagining the fact that you might have to defend yourself in public or at your own home and stuff. And
well,
as soon as you do that,
you talked about thou shalt not kill, but it's really thou shalt not murder. You know, if you're defending yourself, that's a little different. It's a little different. And unfortunately, the King James Version was filtered through King James and his perspectives, and I'm sure he ordered the scholars around and like, oh, no, we need to.
He crucified the Puritans. By the time the King James Version came out, there was a merger of the King James Bible, because he had his Bible and the Puritans had their Bible, and he was crucifying them for having their Bible. He wanted them to believe his word, and he ended up merging it, and that is the King James Version Bible.
He just brought up Latin. All of those royals across Europe they schooled all of their people in different multiple languages. English was like a vulgar street language. The vocabulary was very limited 400 years ago. I mean,
absolutely.
We're constantly adding words to English.
I want to, well, for example, religion. I don't like using that for any of my beliefs, because religion, in Latin, it means bondage. So,
which is the opposite of what the Lord's liberty is. The Lord's liberty frees us.
And I want to say, you talk about Freemasons and that stuff. I believe, and I'm so proud, I'm connected to the most intelligent group of individuals here at this network. I have to drop in and pay homage. Mike from Kentucky, he's always dropping in on my show and, you know, turning it from a regular show to a banger of a show, always. Andy, as well, I mean, I love talking to you guys. I have so much respect for you guys. Great show. And on the religion thing, if your religion should be about spiritual growth, absolutely. And if your religion is persecuting anybody, then you're just a cultist. You're just some death enslavement cultist. That's how I view it.
Bottom of the hour break. This is, I think, a quick one, so hang on, everybody.
Frustrated, degraded, down before you're done. Rejection, depression, can't get what you want. You ask me how I made my way. You ask me everywhere.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful stereo music, though. It was wonderful stereo music. When them stereos came out with those hi-fi subs and stuff, that was wonderful.
Oh, I built my own speakers back then in the day. There were some pretty neat catalogs with some low-priced stuff, you know, before free trade. I built my own DJ setup with some piezoelectric tweeters and stuff. Yeah. Hey, I had the Radio Shack speaker enclosure building plans and all that. So, V, you're doing the Statman show on Friday.
Yeah, I've got fireworks going on in the background here, so I should probably get off. I do John Statmiller's Intel Report on Fridays, and it repeats during my late night spot as well. But, I do my normal show, Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, Monday through Thursday at 10 p.m., so, guys, catch me on that slot, and I will let you get to your other callers. Thank you for having me.
Are you doing two hours or 1 hour now? Are you going to go back to 2 hours?
I'm doing 1 hour for right now. I'm doing my best to get to the States, and then I will go back to doing 2 hours.
Oh, you're coming back to the States, V. All right, Chief.
I'm trying. Right. I've got things I got to do, but yeah, I'm trying. But thanks, guys.
Okay. All right, man.
Thank you.
I suspect Poland's like Ohio. It gets old after a while.
Yeah, it does.
See ya. All right, so we got a couple of callers, but the topic of faith, that's what I want to get to. So when you're talking about spiritual growth, You're supposed to grow in the faith, right? So the things that you want to look for is what would increase your faith if you, you know, if you're pursuing a faith. And one of those big things is that I would encourage people to look for is fulfillment. All the things that were fulfilled about that story that makes it kind of like what you were talking about with your body, you know, and how complex the human body is. There's arguments both ways, like the eye of the octopus is supposed to be a lot more highly evolved or something versus the human eye, which has all these problems like the blind spots and color vision is, you know, not what it could be and whatever. You know, I've always had very good visual acuity, and a lot of times the bossy women in my life, I only get to drive when it's rainy and dark.
Hey, so Mike, so yeah. do you foresee a strong enough spiritual feeling? I mean, because, you know, I'm Debbie Gloomer here or whatever. I mean, I don't see a very bright future. That's why I said welcome to 2023. I didn't say happy
2023. Well, 25 years ago, I was accused of being an optimist, and I was shocked that somebody accused me of being an optimist. And I was hoping that
I would
call
be
in.
Shocked too. So hey, let's take these calls because we got to welcome our next guest in a few minutes. So.
Oh yeah. All right, let's do Bobby. How do you spell that, Bobby?
Sure. I'm gonna make it real short. I can't. I was hoping B would stay on there. I was gonna do something for him. You guys are playing some really cool music, so I thought I'd do this. I'm playing my guitar.
Here's some more.
Hey, it might go good with the fireworks.
Went out of tune. But anyway,
so I guess you mourned of Eddie Van Halen's death, didn't you?
I like everything. Surprised. I like everything.
Hey, that was sweet, bro.
This is whatever. I didn't sweat, but
right
that was for me.
I'm just saying, I was surprised that Eddie Van Halen died. I really thought he was, you know, healthier or something.
He put too many metal picks in his mouth, I think. That's what did it. The aluminum in the picks, I heard. I don't know.
Did he actually get Alzheimer's?
Surprising, really.
No, he had cancer in his mouth.
That.
He got cancer in his mouth from putting the metal pick in his mouth, and then it spread it to his lung.
Oh,
my, really?
Wow. Yeah, he got it to his lungs. Yeah. My guitar went out of tune when I'm sitting here.
Grow-up music. Van Halen was grow-up music. I mean, they even changed. You got Sammy Hagar. I mean, that was even a good match. I mean, you know, who beats David Lee Roth with him, though? But whatever.
Hagar, they called it for a while. But no, I didn't understand really why they put up with David Lee Roth as much as they did.
I'll tell you what, some of those songs are just catchy. They're grippy. It would have never gotten anywhere without that song.
He was a prima donna. David Lee Roth seemed like he was too much of a prima donna.
Hey, make it talk, man.
I'll let you guys go, man. Take it.
No, I was going to do some Stevie Ray Vaughan.
You want some ZZ Top?
What
do you want? How about?
There you go.
With that, I'll let you go.
All right, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Thanks, my friend.
All right,
thanks.
Hey, they called me over 9,000 when I called B. Over 9,000. See ya.
There you go. I like that. Hey, Mike, has that ever happened before? We got a first there, don't we?
Yeah, we did. I'm sorry we lost Joe from Oklahoma. If he wants to chime back
come on, call back, Joe.
Yeah, Joe. It's okay if you're an Okie from Muskogee. You'll fit right in with the rest of us disrupting influencers. So, yeah.
That's what we are.
From deplorables from flyover country. And, yikes. We haven't ever, I don't think we've ever had anybody with live guitar. I was going to suggest some Texas blues there from, if he would have modulated into that, I'd get out my harmonica.
Well, he figured it out, though, Mike. Mike, this gentleman figured out how old we were, and he knew. He could have probably played some Michael Jackson. Billy Jean. He could have done something like that, or if he wanted to, but...
I never could figure out why the chair was not his son, though. The chair?
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Hardy, hard, hard. It's an old joke. The chair is not my son. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache.
Yeah, done that.
Okay,
one.
Red Dawn, you know. Never mind.
Yeah, Red Dawn, straight up.
Yeah, John has a long...
I haven't seen the new one yet, though. But I'll tell you what, though. People need to
the new one is old now. What do you mean, the new one?
Well, the one where one? It was the Chinese attacking us.
No, it was the North Koreans. But
know,
if you watch the whole movie, and they did that because China is now a huge market for movies, so they couldn't make it the Chinese. So they couldn't make it the Chinese, and people laughed about it being North Korea. But if you watch the whole movie, it was a whole coalition of invaders. It wasn't just North Korea. North Korea invaded that one town where the Wolverines were at.
Well, same thing in the first movie. It was the Cubans.
Well, no, that was the Russians and the Mexicans.
That was the Cubans. The Cubans.
Oh, the Cubans. There was a whole bunch of Hispanics
Cubans
along with the Russians. What's the first thing they did when they went into that?
Okay, so let's go here then, Mike. Because look at Red Dawn. Those kids in a movie came together and decided to fight back against what's going on. In America today, we can't find a group to even come together in a VFW, leave their phones outside, and have a conversation. Hey,
There was a lot of facts.
We can't even get to that point, which would lead to something else.
The movie was given from the perspective of that small town, but you got hints through the plot line and the script that there was a lot more going on besides what was going on in that small town. But common enemy is a common way to unite people. So we had to have the common enemy in any of our major wars to unite us. Of course, America was, somebody earlier today, I think, was talking about how 80% of America was against getting involved in Europe's war. And William Randolph Hearst in his newspapers was preaching neutrality, right? Hollywood so wanted America in that war that they hired their darling boy wonder by the name of, he did the, what was it, War of the Worlds, Orson Welles, and they gave him basically an unlimited budget to do a movie called Citizen Kane. And the whole, I did not know, I had to have a youngster that was an intern that was a movie nut teach me that, and I looked it up, and I was like, wow, okay, that's why they gave him this unlimited budget, and he did all these weird camera angles. Orson Welles was making a movie to demonize William Randolph Hearst and his newspaper, Empire. Mm-hmm. Remember, did you ever watch that?
Yeah,
His whole newspaper, Empire, was preaching neutrality, stay out of the war, you know? And he had a whole bunch of the public did not want to be involved. We had living memory of the last, the so-called Great War, or we get our Veterans Day, the 11th hour, 11th day of November, from the armistice that ended World War One, and so there were still people that had lost their grandpa or their dad in World War One, and it was Europe's war. Like, why do we need to go over there? So until Franklin Delano Roosevelt kept poking the bear, the Japanese bear, and doing acts of war like embargo and stuff like that. And then, isn't it something that all the carrier fleet in the was not in Pearl Harbor? You're not like Alan from Texas, right? You do a little bit.
I got a smartphone. That's my technology web there, and I use it for. I'd like to think that I use it for good, but there's probably no.
Well, if you want to find the end of the internet, there's a couple of ways to do that. One of the ways I found the internet most recently was to look for Twitter logo on fire. And then hit related images, and you'll go through and you'll find at the bottom of the Google search, it'll say, you've reached the end. The end of the internet.
Oh, cool.
But the first time I reached the end of the internet was looking for this book and this interview called The Skeleton in Uncle Sam's Closet. And when I first searched for that on Google, it had one or two results, and it said, you've reached the end. And I was like, wow, I've always heard it joked about reaching the end of the internet, or I've reached the end of the internet. But since then, there's a lot more in that search. If you look for The Skeleton in Uncle Sam's Closet, it's about this guy who interviewed his dad before he died, and he wrote a book about it because he was in Pearl Harbor, in Hawaii, or Honolulu, whatever that area.
It was under attack,
Well, the weeks before that, there was all this foreknowledge that Japan was coming. And this one higher-up who was a military, who was a friend of the family, came to this boy, this guy's dad that wrote the book, The Skeleton in Uncle Sam's Closet. He came to him, and he said, go down here and buy as much canned food and bottle up as much water as you can because the attack is coming in the next weekend or the next couple of weeks. And so you can't tell anybody that I told you. So he goes through the details about how he went and got all these, scratch and dent grocery store bargains and piled up food. And when he was asked about it, he told his family, well, it was such a deal I couldn't pass it up because his colonel or whatever he was told him, you can't tell anybody that I told you. And so he was prepared for it, and it's another indication that they knew it was coming. So they sacrificed, just like they did on September 11th, they sacrificed at least 3,000 lives to get America
into that war.
Well,
and they've been doing this, Mike, they've been doing this for years and years and years, and for us pretend anymore that this hasn't been happening is just beyond me. Yeah. And that's why I'm just appalled. I have resolved to the fact that nobody's going to stand up to any of this. We're going to just hang separate. I mean,
I don't know.
Something as simple as January 6th cut us off at the nuts, man.
Gaslighting is the word of 2022 is gaslighting, according to Merriam-Webster. It's the most searched word in the year 2022. It goes all the way back to a movie. Have you ever seen that movie, Gaslighting?
It rings a bell.
We got a new round of people coming in here after this break, I think.
Yes, we sure do. I believe it's Dave coming back, Mr. Kopeck.
Okay, so we need to talk to Dave after this,
absolutely.
We'll finish up, okay?
Stay tuned.
Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
All aboard!
Over to the next block of Narity Wells and what is it? We're supposed to be deplorables, irrelevant people in flyover country. You're on RBN live Sunday for the rest of the day, I think, until like 8 p.m. or I'm not sure when. There's been different chatter this week about how long it's going to be live. I'm sure our producer knows. But who do we have on the line now?
We have Dave Kopack, and this is Andy, and you're Mike, and we've been talking for a minute. Mr. Dave Kopack's going to take over for us here shortly, and I am just honored because he's one of the founders of this wonderful day that we're having right now, and I've been having a great time. Dave, come on in. What are you talking about?
Well, good morning and happy New Year's to you guys. Boy, it's just my pleasure to be involved here. It's been an absolute honor. I've been part of the team here for a little bit over a year, and I can remember I was a little bit nervous my very first show, and I'm not one to usually get nervous, but I'll have to say I was nervous a little bit. But it didn't take long. I was about 20 minutes into the show. The first few callers that called in, I just felt right at home, and I just love you
guys.
Well,
I like your voice. I like your voice, and I like your accent, but I can't place it. What has influenced your inflection and your accent? What is your background?
Well, I am from Western Massachusetts. I'm just an angry country boy. So I don't have that Worcester dialect. I don't quite sound like a Bostonian. We call it West Massachusetts here because pretty much everything on the west side of the 495 belt doesn't really exist to the Boston folk.
No, it's still Taxachusetts, though, right? They still want to tax the crap out of you.
Yep.
So you don't walk the Kahan yard.
Well, I think people need to know that the last show on every Saturday night on RBN when it's not a holiday or whatnot is the Red Pill Politics, and it's with Dave Sopak, and he's a good show, right, people, and he pulls no bars on it. So,
Andy, let me just say, have a good show, Dave. Yeah, and I want to say, don't get yourself gaslighted by the people telling you that there's no hope. Not everybody's too dumb. See y'all later and have a great show, Dave.
Sure, thanks a lot, you guys. Right. Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Lots of people sitting on the grass with flowers in their heads.
Pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.